massive political meltdown. To be honest, we've been in a state of some form of national meltdown since Brexit, really. Gosh, what hasn't happened? Well, a Tory MP has had to resign over misuse of party funds. He phoned a party member in the middle of the night claiming he needed £6,000 because bad people had locked him in a flat. How on earth he didn't think somebody would notice there was something a bit weird about that story is anybody's guess. But he has had to resign. Huge breach of trust. The husband of Scotland's former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has been charged in connection with the embezzlement of funds from the Scottish National Party. Peter Morrell, 59, was taken into custody late last week. He'd previously been arrested as a suspect before being released without charge. This is really huge. And the awful thing is there is a lot of schadenfreude about at the moment because Nicola Sturgeon and the Scottish National Party have done everything possible to make themselves extremely unpopular, particularly because Nicola Sturgeon, you know, that she marketed herself as squeaky clean, not like all those corrupt folk in Westminster, and she may turn out to be a great deal worse. There's also been... I should have reported this some time, because this is last week now. Problems in Brussels. Yes, Belgium. Brussels, the centre of the European Union. The mayor of Brussels ordered the police to shut down a National Conservatism conference, which featured figures such as Nigel Farage, Hungary's Prime Minister, and various others. He issued an order. He claimed it was for public security. Would you believe it? The police surrounded the venue, and they didn't stop it going on, but they stopped people getting in. And he claimed, he said that it was a really disgraceful thing because there were people. Listen to this. Some of the attendees held anti-gay and anti-abortion views. Some people were actually anti-abortion, had disgusting anti-abortion. Oh, how foul, how repulsive. These people should be exterminated from the face of the earth, apparently. And some of them actually opposed gay marriage. Again, shameful. Oh, my goodness, how awful. Nigel Farage with characteristic bluntness said that the claim that there were homophobes in the audience was cobblers, and said thank God for Brexit. Now, I was not in favour of Brexit, but this is just bad. This is just wrong in every sense of the word. And this has been criticised, the mayor's behaviour. He's been accused of using the police as his personal militia. Various political leaders, including Rishi Sunak, have condemned this, saying this is to do with freedom of speech. It's nothing to do with the views of the people at the conference. They had a right to free assembly. They had a right to share their views. They had a right to speak out. This is just wrong. A number of think tanks have also come out in protest. Suella Braverman, a Conservative MP who was at the event, said... she was able to deliver her speech. Yes, Rishi Sunak's spokesman saying this was extremely disturbing. We're strong supporters and advocates for free speech. Cancelling events or preventing attendance and no platforming speakers is damaging to free speech and to democracy as a result. OK, Mr. Sunak, then do something about buffer zones. OK, just saying. Belgium's own prime minister condemned it, said this is just wrong. So this is just outrageous. The whole thing is outrageous. The Belgian Prime Minister, Alexander De Croo, pointed out that banning political meetings is unconstitutional. I can't really believe... on the one hand, I can't believe this is happening. On the other hand, I'm not at all surprised this is happening. The owner of the place, the event space, the Claridge event space... where the conference was held, is Muslim. Mohammed Nemri. said that he was perfectly happy to host the event because we don't reject any party, even if we don't have the same opinion. That's normal. He said, I'm Muslim and people have different opinions and that's it. We live in a free country. I want people to talk freely. I'd like people to talk freely. So, yes, just... And by the way, this was the third venue that they had to find because the other two had been pulled. This is also becoming a very major problem in any area of activism. If a group is regarded as controversial, or even if they're not, if people just don't like them, then lobbying groups will start a campaign of intimidation against the venue. They will get multiple phone calls, hate letters. They will get protests outside the venue. And I've come across groups who've said that, particularly pro-life groups, that the venues will cancel and they'll be very upset and apologetic about it, but they'll just say, I'm sorry, it's just exhausting. It's just too much hassle to have to deal with all this aggro over and over and over again by people who are really persistent bullies. And to risk losing money because, you know, other people may be scared off. You know, if it's a hotel, for example, and people are obstructing the way, it makes it difficult for the other people who are staying and staying in the hotel and using the facilities. And it's just a horrendous situation. So I'm very glad that this Muslim businessman was not pressured into closing the venue or foregoing the contract. I think it's very brave of him, but shame on Belgium's mayor. I hope he's forced to resign over this. It's absolutely disgraceful. There's some lovely story. I'm seeing some nice things in the chat room. Let's talk about some nice things. Yes, I'm actually saying I saw this all over Twitter. Didn't really understand what had happened. It seemed to continue, though. No, they were able to keep going. Yes, the organizer, the head of the venue, refused to back down. He allowed the conference to go ahead for the reasons he's just said. They were able to deliver their speeches and whatever, but the police tried to stop people getting in. He wanted to shut down the whole thing, but it was absolutely outrageous and should hopefully send out some signals that this sort of cancel culture is not welcome. That the majority of people do not want to see this happen. Patriot 21 saying, we sold one of the pups on Saturday to a family from North Florida. They have 5 youngsters with them. She was clearly expecting, and they weren't even Catholic. Wonderful. Yes, it's funny. The politician, the MP from my parents' constituency, whom I no longer support, sadly, because of his change of position on various things, he had 5 children. They're all grown up now. He has 5 children, all adult. And he said he used to find it quite funny because people would always say, oh, you must be Catholic. And he was like, no, I'm not actually. It's possible to be in favour of large families and not be Catholic, but it seems to help. Just quickly, yeah, we have had actually that lots of exciting things have happened this weekend. Obviously these things with the cancellation of the conference and what's happening to Nicola Sturgeon and the Scottish National Party, I can't pretend I'm not relieved. In some ways, I mean, it's horrible. Political corruption is ugly. It's nasty. We should have got beyond this by now. But I am very pleased that the people at the top are being held accountable, that, you know, they are facing, well, they have been arrested. They are facing court, possibly facing prison for this. It's as it should be. Politicians should never have been regarded as above the law. And this is sending out a signal that however powerful you are, you commit a crime, you're guilty of corruption, and you will be called to account. This is a good thing.